Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was growing up, I never thought that we would be having these types of fights where you had to put something on your face and you would have schools mandating that you had something over your breathing, right, orifices, and you would have governors trying to fight for people's freedom to breathe and school boards fighting to protect their teachers. And I just never even thought that this would even be a fight. In fact, when I was in medical school, I would have never predicted this to be a fight where people would be wearing half-assed face coverings and those would be actually required under the guise of preventing transmission of disease when I knew, gosh darn well, you had to have appropriate PPE in order to do that. But here we are today with this back and forth, and it's going to still persist when it comes to masks and kids and protection. In fact, a study came out, some experts have come out talking about plastic shields. And they say plastic shields and barriers for COVID-19 precaution not likely helping. This comes from New York Times. Lindsay Marr, professor of civil and environmental engineering at Virginia Tech, likened the phenomenon to cigarette smoke. She says one way to think about plastic barriers is they are good for blocking things like spitballs, but ineffective for things like cigarette smoke. The smoke simply drifts around them. So she said if you have a forest of barriers in a classroom, it's going to interfere with proper ventilation of that room. Everybody's aerosols are going to be trapped and stuck there and building up, and they will end up spreading beyond your own desk. So experts are saying these desk shields are unlikely to offer protection. It may instead actually disrupt the ventilation in the rooms, making these dead zones where you have these virus particles in concentration. So, these plastic barriers that people spend a whole bunch of money on, and many of us in the medical field are like, really? You know, we're kind of tapping on them. We're like, really? I mean, look at what happened with the Kamala Harris, Vice President Pence, vice presidential debate. There was a plastic barrier between the two, about 6 feet tall. And what did the fly do? The fly looked at COVID and said, you know what? You stay back because of the plastic barrier. I'm going to jump over. And I'm going to land on Pence's head. So a fly learned how to get around that little baby plastic barrier. We're assuming the COVID just sat there and said, oh, this barrier was going to stop. So it's asinine, it's ridiculous. But I do like the idea of there being a spray guard because people do spray it when they say it. I do. So it's nice to have that sort of protection. But you do want to make sure you don't have people in an enclosed space where they're just breathing, you know, their own particles or somebody else's particles that's making it to them. So the Supreme Court of Texas has rejected Governor Abbott's bid to stop mandates. We're going to be spending a little bit more time on that. But this back and forth with governors and, the mandates or not, I mean, you guys know how I feel about mandates. I don't think anybody should be forced. If a child wants to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. If we know that N95 respirator full-on PPE is going to protect the teacher because that child has Ebola or this disease that we don't have a vaccine for that could get the teacher, we might have a different conversation. But if the teacher is vaccinated and these halfway things that these kids are wearing that are dirty are not, are coming off and on the face, and this isn't an N95 respirator, I mean, do we really have to mandate it? You know, masks could be in school. If you want masks in school, that's great. Just you can't force a kid to put something over their nose and mouth. Well, so parents keep bringing up the study. And we spoke about it last summer. About a year ago, there was a study published in the British Medical Journal, the BMJ, talking about the risks of masks in young kids. And this isn't something that was written by a, you know, Republican Trump supporter. This was an editorial. And they talked about how there could be issues. Contamination could be, they say, reducing virus contamination using face masks remains a hot topic. There is no direct evidence from studies on COVID-19 and in healthy people on the effectiveness of universal masking of healthy people in a community to prevent infection with respiratory viruses. They say contamination of the upper respiratory tract by viruses and bacteria on the outside of medical face masks has been detected at several hospitals. They've also shown moist masks can be a breeding ground for antibiotic-resistant bacteria and fungi. And I showed you guys that because I swabbed a mask that was worn for 1 hour. It was dirty. And that was just 1 hour of a mask. They say a family with two children and two parents who go to work, also the money, the cost. A family of two children with two parents who go to work by public transport and do their shopping will consume 20 face masks a day. Now, even though face masks are a low-cost measure, people aren't doing it right. If you're going to use a mask like this, these masks are supposed to be changed out with every patient. And when I see a patient, I'm supposed to throw this out after every patient. So that means after every 15 minutes. So I should be going through four an hour in an 8-hour day, 32, see, that 32 masks. Most of you guys have been wearing the same one for 32 months. Okay, well, 32, well, 3 months, let's say. That's not, so there's been a lot of discussions on the psychological effects. In fact, this paper here, it asks about the psychological, biological, and immunological risk to children wearing masks. And they argue for less one-sided focus on face masking, paying more attention to the healthy lifestyle and psychological well-being. So that rather, you know, people when it comes to kids, because there was a recent study talking about anxiety and depression, it is psychologically stressful with a kid having something on their face. So we do need to revisit that, and we will in the next segment, on what could be the risks and how really should we approach masks and infectious disease every year with kids. 1-877-DOCTOR. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So let's get some definitions straight. There's anti-maskers, and then there are those that are pro-mask, but anti-mask mandates. I'm not here to be in the defense of any governor or public official, but if somebody is not wanting there to be a mandate and force a child to have something on their face, that people want to lump them into an anti-masker, anti-vaxxer, Trump supporter. No, somebody that doesn't want a mandate could be a Democrat, could be a Republican, could be an independent. So I don't think it's has to be, again, politically labeled. And I, fine, you want to wear the masks, I'll support our public health officials when they suggest to wear a mask. However, you know, mandating is a whole nother science. And so a mandate to a kid is a lot different than to an adult. And I know people on Facebook are like, why are these grown-ups crybabies? Why are they whining? Just wear the mask. Not a big deal. Okay, with us adults, we're going to be psychologically fine. Some of us, we do get a little anxious with the mask. Some people don't breathe well. Some people getting acne. Some people feel stifled. I don't like the way it feels when I'm on a plane. I notice I don't breathe as well on a plane. But you know what? I get over it. I get over it. With a kid, a mandate, much different. Much, much different. So there's a lot of people that I don't think understand the psychology of a child. So with children, we teach them at a very early age right from wrong. Now, there's a whole spectrum of things. Right is letting your mama sleep. If your mama sleeps, you don't jump on the bed and bug her. If you want to climb into mama's bed, you climb in quietly and you sleep. Okay? Right? There's a right and a wrong. With religion, we'll teach him about religion. We'll teach him, you know, no, you don't poke sticks at the dog. That's wrong. And we as parents, even though there's been a lot of debate on the best way to parent, we do early on kind of have more of a kind of a black and white, very, very strict right or wrong sort of definitions about things. Because we learn early on when kids are younger that they're, when you give them a spectrum of things, they get confused. As they get older, you could start to add those additional messages. Say, well, look, it is okay in this instance. Like, for example, years ago when my children were kids, there were bad people dressing up as police officers kidnapping kids. So in our family, you know, a cop was who you went to for safety. And now all of a sudden, we're being told that in our neck of the woods, there would be people in cop cars, pretend cop cars, standing outside, or maybe not even by a cop car, making it look like it was, acting like a police officer. And then we had to tell our kids, but don't go to a police officer unless you have to. So then we had to start adding some rules because we didn't know if these people pretending to be, we just didn't know who would be pretending to be a police officer. And the average police officer really doesn't tell a kid, come over here. I mean, unless, of course, you're doing something wrong. So what we told our kids, you just go straight to the teacher. There's a police officer, go straight to the teacher. Always be near the teacher, you know, if it's recess or whatever, and, you know, and then let the teacher bring you over to the police officer. Well, luckily, that got solved. I don't think we had any more abductions from people dressed as police officers, but it was very challenging as a parent to start to add corollaries to rules. So when a kid does learn right and wrong, you don't touch fire, you know, you don't hit your brother, you don't, right? These are things that are absolute. With a child, they also have instinct. So not only can mommy and daddy come up with something, you know, like, what was it, Water Boy? You know, this is the devil, this is the devil. You know, yeah, parents could kind of brainwash their kids, but kids also have the instinctive drive. So kids also know right from wrong. They know that you can't put a pillow over your face or put a bag over your face for that long because it doesn't feel good. It makes you feel sick. So a child will choose instinct over, most of the time, a smart child will choose instinct over brainwashing because there's only so much they could do. So if a child starts to get uncomfortable with a mask, but it's under the mandate, they start to become psychologically conflicted. If they're like, but this doesn't feel right, it bugs me, I'm having trouble breathing, it doesn't, I can't see you, I can't express myself. Yet it's a mandate and they could get in trouble in school and there's all these authoritative figures, there could be some psychological discongruity. Now, there was an additional report, not only by the BMJ, that talked about the dirt on the masks and the self-contamination and, you know, issues of psychological. In fact, actually, they said there was a study that came out about claustrophobia, increased heart rate, nausea, dizziness, headaches with face masks. Face masking can provoke increase in stress hormones, have a negative impact on immune resilience in the long term. And in terms of connections with pupils and teachers, there's a lot of socio-psychological stress because the brain undergoes through a lot of hormonal changes and signals and behavior. And not being able to express yourself through your mask, sadly, can lead to, you know, I'm not being understood. If you look at the child, if you look at the Erickson developmental stages, children in certain stages need to be heard. They need to be identified. And many times with the masks, kids can't, you know, be identified. So in Ireland, I don't think they're doing kids' masks because they've had a study. They, in Ireland's Department of Health, they said they won't require masks in schools because they may exacerbate anxiety or breathing difficulty for some students. They say some children compensate for such difficulties by breathing through their mouths. Chronic and prolonged mouth breathing can alter facial development. It's well documented, they state, this according to the Wall Street Journal, that children who mouth breathe because adenoids block their nasal airways can develop mouth deformity and elongated face. They also talk about the psychological harm of widespread masking. Facial expressions are integral to human connection, particularly young children. They're learning how to signal fear, confusion, happiness. So when you cover a child's face or their teacher, the nonverbal forms of communication can result in robotic and emotionless interactions, anxiety, and depression. So these kids trying to learn phonetic, you know, and you know, psychological development and literal and it's sociological development. You know, the masks are only supposed to be temporary. And I supported mask use. I wasn't a fan of it, but I was supporting the voluntary use of masks, and I will still support the voluntary use of masks for anybody who wants them. But once you mandate and you keep the mandate going for months on end, all right, these children have nobody to speak in their defense. Their parents are, but the parents are being called whack jobs. So then we go to the doctors. People are coming to me saying, can you please help and talk to our public officials? So listen, you know, I understand that this is a barrier. If I sneeze, not a lot of droplets will get through. Am I throwing it out 2 seconds after I sneeze? The average person isn't. I understand that for a child, something like this being on their face isn't probably a long-term good idea. But I also understand that this COVID virus is one scary, weird virus. Pediatric hospitalizations are up. I don't want kids getting COVID. I don't want kids getting flu. I don't want kids getting pneumonia. I don't want kids getting meningitis. I don't want kids getting this polio-like illness that was affecting people over the last few years. So I don't want kids to get anything. The only thing is I also don't want kids in a bubble. So kids need to know that they are a part of the conversation, especially depending on the age. That's why I will support masks in school, but not as a mandate. If parents, the doctor, you know, clergy, teacher, come together in a consensus saying, look, you know, we think this might help. Do you want to try it out? But once you bust a kid and get them in trouble and make them fearful, when you give one child a mandate, they're so fixated on that that why they aren't learning their math. They aren't learning anything. You know, they're supposed to be getting in trouble for pulling somebody's pigtails or getting the wrong answer. They're not supposed to be getting in trouble for something on their face. So unfortunately, I think it's a huge distraction. 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. Our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Bipartisan lawmakers with military backgrounds on Friday took part in a roundtable to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, urging the White House to extend their evacuation efforts beyond the Kabul airport, while arguing the August 31st deadline was helping fuel the chaos on the ground. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee Thursday demanded to know where Vice President Kamala Harris has been after the fall of Afghanistan. Speaking to Newsmax.
Where is she defending women and girls, standing up for human rights, standing up for these women and girls who we know they're going to be pushed into sex slavery? They're going to have to hide in houses because the Taliban has said they are going to eliminate them.
This is USA Radio News. Immediately following President Biden's contentious Friday press conference about the ongoing disaster he created in Afghanistan, ABC News' special coverage slammed him for saying things about the crisis that were just blatantly false. In Kabul, ABC's Ian Pannell.
The president talked about all they had to do was present their passports and they'd be allowed through. They were beaten by the Taliban. The reality and the rhetoric are miles apart. I'm not quite sure what advice the president's receiving, but the truth on the ground is that these people who are in fear of their lives can't get through.
9 House Democrats are standing firm in their commitment to not consider Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' budget proposal before the passage of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has long planned to pass the infrastructure bill and Sanders' budget at the same time as part of what Chuck Schumer calls President Biden's two-track strategy. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, when it comes to the vaccines, overall, we've been giving out millions. I think at least over 60% have gotten two shots. I think we have even higher numbers, I think even reported than that, but every other report comes out with a different number. So we've given out millions upon millions of shots. And as a result, we're able to learn more about the shots. Ideally, it would have been great if these had been studied for 20 years prior. But listen, we have the science from 30 years ago. But in terms of the vaccine, it had to be done pretty new. People were being in the hospital, dying of COVID. So I support what the Trump and Biden administration did to get our vaccine rollout out. But we knew there were going to be some side effects. And one such side effect was a possible link to myocarditis. Now, this myocarditis link that was brought up a few months back was noticed a little bit more often in younger individuals, especially men, who were under the age of 30. And myocarditis and pericarditis are inflammations of the heart muscle itself or around the heart. Myo is muscle, peri is around the heart. And nobody died from the myocarditis or the pericarditis, but obviously it scared the bejingles out of people, especially guys. And in fact, I think in Europe, they had made the suggestion to not work out for a week after your second shot, just to play it safe. And so now Canada is looking at their data, and they're finding that the risk might even be higher than we thought, and higher for one of the vaccines. So the vaccines in question are the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna. We aren't, I don't believe, seeing increased myocarditis cases in the Johnson & Johnson shot. We were with the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca shots seeing some blood clot issues. But in terms of the myocarditis and pericarditis, that seemed to be more of a rare risk associated with the mRNA vaccines. But we still didn't have a lot of data. And the reason why is we didn't start vaccinating young people till the spring. So if we vaccinated young people like in April, May, then we probably wouldn't see that effect until later in the summer. So here we are in August. Yeah, we're probably starting to see more and more data. So we're being told now that Canada is starting to kind of hone in on some of their data, share it with the U.S., and now the U.S. is going to be investigating more of these myocarditis links associated with the Moderna vaccine. So health officials are investigating the new data. This is according to the Washington Post. The Canadian data suggests there might be a 2.5 times higher risk of this rare condition in younger adults than previously thought. The review was focused on Canadian data that suggests a higher risk from the shot, more so than the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. Now, the Washington Post report quoted a source saying it was still too early for regulators to reach a conclusion and that additional work was needed before any recommendation was made. They said, while we won't comment on internal meetings or discussions, we can say that FDA is absolutely committed to reviewing data as it becomes available to us. So this possible review comes a couple days after the U.S. officials had said they want booster doses given to Americans starting September 20th. So with the boosters, I know there's been a lot of kind of confusion because the boosters aren't really available for another 31 days. And people are like, okay, well, then why aren't they giving out now? Why did they announce it now? Then announce it in 30 days. Why now? Most of us can't get it anyway because it hasn't been 8 months since our second shot. Remember, there's a lot going on with Afghanistan. I think the White House wanted to, throw a kernel out there of some good news with COVID to kind of distract us a little bit and, you know, keep things a little bit more positive. But yeah, boosters aren't going to be available for another month, and that's going to be once only for those who it's been 8 months, you know, since their second shot. So those young people that got the shot in April, they can't think about their booster until December, January. Okay? So then what do we do with this, right? Well, it's a smaller risk. You know, I have two boys, and they got the Pfizer vaccine. And so their vaccine, because of travel and all that, got spread out a couple weeks. So it wasn't necessarily given the 1-2 punch with the 3-week intervals. It was given out a little bit more spread out, but they still got it within the time frame that they were supposed to. And knock on wood, no heart effects. And, you know, as a mom and as a doctor, I'm pro-vaccine, but I still pray. In fact, I still pray every night that, you know, there's nobody's getting COVID, nobody's getting a reaction from the vaccine. And that's just how I do. That's how I roll. But what I do suggest is when they do investigate, right, these vaccines, I know that the government has a couple roles to play. One is to keep the public health safe, but two is to also keep public health fear down. And so even though the FDA had added the myocarditis, pericarditis, heart inflammation risks to the FDA risk profile fact sheet, there really wasn't a lot of, let's say, you know, suggestions. Like, at least in the European Union, they're like, maybe hold off working out for a week. Now, mind you, I don't want random stuff. I don't want somebody saying, Mom, you dance out in the rain in your underwear. You know, we can't be doing random, you know, sort of things. But I would like that as part of the investigation. Are we seeing this because we're doing these 1-2 punches 3-4 weeks apart? Maybe the shots need to be spread out by a month or two. Maybe younger individuals need less, you know, of a dose. Maybe rather than 2 shots, they need 3. I'm not saying, this is just random. And if you're like, oh, now I'm not going to do 3 shots. But, you know, these are things that I think might maybe, I don't want to say solve the problem, but minimize some of the risks. If they could figure out why the vaccine is inflaming the heart, be honest, be transparent about that, there might be some very simple fixes. Now, it seems simple to you or I, but it's not simple to the government because they have to follow the study. If the study only looked at shots given 3 weeks apart for Pfizer and 4 weeks apart for Moderna, then, you know, they really have to give recommendations based on the study. But this is interesting. If the Moderna vaccine might be causing more myocarditis than Pfizer, and Moderna is given a week later than the Pfizer, it might not as be related to the 1-2 punch and the shots given too close together. It might be then more related to the ingredients. So they need to figure that out. And if it is an ingredient, ask Moderna, can they leave that ingredient out? You know, it's not just about the mRNA and the little lipoprotein. There's all sorts of other substrates in this. So I think one has sucrose, so we talked about the PEG, so maybe there's something else that's causing that, and we've spoken about that. So just to recap, signs and symptoms of myocarditis or pericarditis would be chest pain, would be shortness of breath. Sometimes you could have palpitations, you could have fatigue, you could have leg edema, you could have fever, body aches, dizziness, vomiting, diarrhea, back pain. And myocarditis can happen with just regular illness. COVID can cause myocarditis. We see one in every 100 to 200,000 kids get this as it is. But if they are seeing a higher risk with the vaccine, these are things you want to watch out for. If at all you have any sort of, you know, of these, you know, chest pain, shortness of breath, edema, fatigue, fever, body aches, talk to your doctor. I know a lot of doctors have been schooled on regular side effects, which can include fever and body aches. But the chest pain, the overall fatigue, what I would do is if you don't think a health professional will listen to you, just say, look, can you review with me the signs of myocarditis? Because I want to make sure this is not just a simple vaccine achiness, that, you know, I want to make sure I'm not having something more serious. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So we are back. I'm the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Joe Biden is giving a speech right now about Afghanistan, and he is going to be providing an update on evacuation efforts from Kabul, where the Taliban seized power this week. I think it took them 10 days to seize power of most of the provincial capitals in Afghanistan. He's going to speak in the East Room. He had on Monday defended his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan, even though many people might have agreed with the decision to eventually withdraw troops. The way it was done has left a lot of head scratching. We have 28,500 troops in South Korea. If they ever get withdrawn,
I'm not sure what North Korea would do and if they are going to learn from this and make sure that they don't withdraw troops from South Korea as haphazardly and chaotic. Also, I would hope that you get Americans out first before you do any withdrawal. So Biden's remarks are supposed to be happening now. We'll let you know if there's anything breaking. In an interview with ABC News, Biden said the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, he said, I don't know how that happens. The president also said in that interview that U.S. troops would remain in Afghanistan until all American citizens were out, even if it means staying past the previous August 31st deadline. So he did meet with the National Security Team in the Situation Room to discuss the situation in Afghanistan. And they have been evacuating people. I think the White House said as of last night, 9,000 people have been evacuated, including 3,000 on Thursday alone. But currently the scene is very, very scary. And we have the Taliban that is blocking a lot of the roads to the airport, preventing people from making it there. And so if the Taliban was really, playing ball, then you would think that they would be like, oh, go ahead. I mean, go home. Let people go to the airport. Let people just be in Afghanistan as, you know, and just be. But it's not happening like that. And in fact, when the Taliban does approach people, they approach it, barrel out, gun towards their faces. So how many Americans are in Afghanistan? We don't know. And again, remember, it's a big country. People were there working. People were there not just for the government. They were there for other reasons. Family, work interests. So we still don't know how many people are stranded. So even if an American isn't in Kabul, there could be in another province. Afghanistan is a big, big country. And Americans, now that the Taliban took over so quickly without warning, they should have had the option to leave. And when the government says, oh, come on, we weren't expecting it to happen like this, then that's also a huge miscalculation. I mean, telling Americans, look, we're going to pull out. You good? Yeah, we good. Yeah, the Afghan people here are super nice. The Afghan military are great. I'm not worried about the Taliban. And you shouldn't be. The Taliban said they're going to be nice. There's some misinformation. So my guess is we have a lot of Americans trapped in their houses, trapped in multiple cities that can't, not to mention, other of our NATO allies, that can't even begin to fathom how to get to the one airport for evacuation. So it's an absolute cluster. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, sadly, we have politicians running things. You can't be a politician right now. What would I do? Again, I'm not president. I don't think I'd be a very good president because I don't think I'd be very, very popular. I'd be like, all right, we need to clear. I would probably bring back our troops. I would comb the area. I would get special forces. I would work with other nations because I'm sure the nations are going to be. If I was president, we wouldn't be in this situation right now. But I would probably work. I'd get Israel. Man, I would get the special forces from Israel on the case. And I'm like, all right, we need to do this. We would back the Taliban into a corner, hold them at bay till we could clear everybody out, keep them at bay, even if we have to go door to door. I would probably still be cussing under my breath that we were in this situation to begin with. And then once I felt we got everybody out, and I mean, we would have a mass campaign of any family member, anybody saying that there's somebody there to do. We'd have to also, anybody we do get out, screen them and do security checks on them, because you could be sure there's going to be pretend Taliban, or not pretend Taliban, but pretend refugees who are being the Taliban. And then once we know, it's like holding the Red Sea waters. Once I know that we have everybody out there that needs to be out, then we back off and, all right, Taliban, here's your country. I don't know if they're going to do that. I don't even know if it's that possible. It's just, again, very confusing why military left, but the people stayed. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Unless they really were under the false pretense that the Taliban was going to do nothing. And then what kind of intelligence was that? So, According to the White House, they say the president has committed, we will get every American who wants to get out of Afghanistan. And we are working to move as many of our allies who helped us, who stood by us, who helped their servicemen and women get out as possible. Now, this is coming from, this is coming from White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield. So, every American who wants to get out of Afghanistan. So, how do they know if you want to get out or not, if you're trapped? Are they looking at intent to leave? Anybody that's, you know, getting through the streets to get to the airport? I mean, what if the cell phone towers are dead? What if it's a mess. Pressed further by CNN on whether the administration was prepared to leave some people behind in Afghanistan, Bedingfield responded, "We are doing everything we can to get as many people out who want to get out before the August 31st deadline. That is the sole focus of the President of the United States and his team right now. They are doing everything operational within their capacity to get out." Why is there a deadline? Why is there an August 31st deadline? Okay, the deadline's done. All right, there's a war zone now. You have people that could be taken as hostages. There's no deadline. What's supposed to happen August 31st? These deadlines are, you know, are little sound bites for the media. They're headlines. We got out by August. No. There's no deadline now. All right, you could have people trapped for months or years now in this country. There shouldn't even be a deadline. I get somebody's going to want a deadline, how quickly you're going to get somebody. But right now, I don't even want to hear the word deadline. It is right now, it's full court press getting everybody out. Now, there were reports that U.S. flights out of Kabul had stalled for several hours. The U.S. European Command confirmed to Politico that it was supporting the evacuation mission through a variety of means, including logistics and accommodations to house personnel and our pilots flying evacuees to Ramstein Air Base in Germany. I would also like to hear from the president what's going to happen to the refugees coming to America. Where are they going? We're hearing there's multiple spots in the United States where they will go. What are we doing for them? Are we screening them for COVID? Are they getting COVID vaccines? Are we giving them jobs? What are we doing now? There are thousands of people that are waiting in other countries to come to America. Would like to know what the plan is for that. So Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said in a news briefing Thursday that there has been no decision to change the deadline and conceded that an extension for the timetable for evacuations would need tacit approval from the Taliban in the form of a new agreement between U.S. officials and commanders of the militant group. No. Okay, you guys let the Taliban have control that they should have never had. So maintain control. This is a mess. I pray for people that are still out there, and I don't even care about the politics. Just get people out right now. The blame game can happen later. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Yeah. It's about time. For the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.